USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is going to be questioned by lawmakers from both parties in the coming weeks when he testifies before different House and Senate committees. The concern is the Biden administration's handling of its plans to lift Title 42 on May 23rd and allow an invasion of humanity to enter the United States through the Mexico border. President Biden Thursday announced a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens into the United States. The program, known as Uniting for Ukraine, is part of the Biden administration's commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the war.
This new humanitarian parole program will complement the existing legal pathways available to Ukrainians, including immigrant visas and refugee processing.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Los Angeles County is staying in the mask mandate business. America's second largest city is issuing a new health officer order that continues to require masks at airports, on all public transportation, and in other indoor transportation hubs. The new order comes after a federal judge on Monday overturned a federal mandate that required masks on trains, planes, buses, and at travel hubs, stating the government overstepped its authority. The NFL schedule will be announced in a few weeks.
The NFL schedule is coming out at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on May 12th. Fans will, however, get a preview of some games before that. The teams participating in the first Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime will be revealed next week during the NFL draft. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL draft will be on a structure built on top of the Bellagio fountains on the Las Vegas Strip. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The ranking Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, is asking why the wife of a former Moscow mayor is not being sanctioned amid Russian invasion of Ukraine. Elena Butyrina, a Russian billionaire who paid Hunter Biden over $3 million in 2014, is somehow missing from the Biden administration's list of sanctioned Russians. A tweet from Representative Comer to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen asks, "Do Hunter Biden's foreign benefactors get a free pass from scrutiny?" End quote. Former United Kingdom Brexit leader Nigel Farage on Newsmax last night addresses President Biden's leadership.
The man clearly is not up to the job. He's an embarrassment, not just to America, but to the whole of the free world. The truth of it is, a real leader would have gone not just to Brussels, to NATO on the first week of this war. He would have gone, or she would have gone, to Ukraine. And the really brave leader, the really brave leader, we'll go to Moscow. We'll go to Moscow and said, we as America want to negotiate a peace. Truth of it is, this man is not up to it. And that's one of the reasons why the Western world is in the peril it's in right now. It began last August with the unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan. If my friend Donald Trump was still in the White House, none of this, and I mean none of this, would have happened.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.